7 weeks since this gala opening of the Art Center's popular new exhibit, more than 40,000 people have stood face-to-face with Grant Wood's most famous painting. 2 miles down Grand Avenue, several of Wood's least known works have been on display since the 1920s. Wood may have painted to the sound of this old pipe organ at Dunn's funeral home. His association with the mortuary business is well documented. The studio where he painted American Gothic was at the Turner Funeral Home in Cedar Rapids. He was also hired to create art for other funeral homes, including Dunn's, where Robin Walter is assistant manager.
Well, we're in the library of the funeral home, and we've hung the 3 pictures in this room. It's just off the main entrance, so anyone can always stop in and see it if they like.
The painting that gets the most attention here is titled Patio at Dunn's Funeral Parlor. I'm standing next to the original fish pond surrounded by Greek columns, just as it was when Wood painted the scene soon after it was built in 1926.
And the reason he did these was to make money so that he could actually consider himself an artist with a career.
Wanda Korn is an art historian and writer.
So he was very conscious that he was trying to build a reputation as one of the local artists who could paint pictures that were pleasing and appropriate for homes as well as establishments like a funeral home.
There's even talk that he would from time to time stay in the upstairs apartment while he was here.
Can we go look at it?
Yes, that would be fine. It's certainly not a historic residence. There's no plaque that said Grant Wood slept here, but...
Like Wood, medical students used to spend the night and took phone calls when someone died or there was an emergency. Funeral homes used to provide ambulance service too. So it is conceivable the artist might have gone out on a call, but author Wanda Korn doubts it, saying that Wood was a little squeamish. At a recent visitation, family and friends literally walked through the identical patio scene that Wood put on canvas. Guests are astonished to discover a Grant Wood gallery.
It's amazing.
I did not know I would see Grant Wood.
Well, it's kind of fun to know that it's in
here in a funeral home.
And he lived here, yeah.
2 outdoor scenes are also on display at Dunn's, one showing the state capitol and the Soldiers' Monument, the other a residence on the city's east side. The original oil paintings were donated to the Art Center after exact copies were photographed for the funeral home.
Interesting story.
What do you think of this compared to American Gothic?
Completely different.
Yeah.
Completely different. And all the people that he interacted with probably had obviously not an idea in terms of the fame that he would achieve in terms of an artist.
I think that at this time of loss, to come into a building that itself has history and is connected to Iowa, connected to Grant Wood, that they appreciate the beauty but also the longevity of the building, and it's a sense of life goes on.
The art commissioned by funeral home director Leroy Dunn more than 80 years ago helped Wood pay for his last trip to Europe. Later, his signature style would emerge, illustrated in American Gothic, which he finished only a few years after freelancing in the capital city. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.